Touch Interviews, a presentation of Body Mind Spirit Radio. Thank you for joining us for conversations designed to keep you in touch. And now, the host of In Touch Interviews, Annette Aven.
Thank you, Mike. I greatly appreciate your kind words, your great introduction, and welcome everyone to the 23rd day of May. Where did the month go? Absolutely, 23rd day of May 2013. We are live here, 10 a.m. Eastern at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and the program is In Touch Interviews. I love doing this show because I get to talk to so many really great people, and I want to talk to you. I want to bring you on In Touch Interviews. The best way for me to be able to do that is for you to contact us at bodymindspiritradio.com. There's contact information on the front of the homepage. It tells you how to reach me, or better yet, reach Penny Golden, who is our founder and CEO, and tell her, hey, Penny, I want to be on In Touch Interviews, and she'll hook you up. She'll get in touch with me, she'll make all the arrangements, and then you and I will work together to create a program that highlights everything you have to say, brings you up close and personal to all the wonderful people that want to know more about you, and as a result, you will have your chance to shine here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. We're heard internationally, so don't let the fact that you might be from parts unknown stop you. Give us a call anyway. Let us know what we can do for you. Now, coming up on our next In Touch Interviews program, which will be Friday, the 24th day of May at 11 a.m., the Honorable William R. Wilde, who is the mayor of Westland, Michigan. It is the 10th largest city in the state of Michigan, by the way. Most people are not aware of that. He actually did something really cool on Sunday, the 19th of May, in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. He had an audience with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And I don't know how many people, and Westland actually happens to be the city I live in, but what's even cooler is I don't know how many people in any city around the United States can say, yeah, my mayor spent the weekend with the Dalai Lama. So we're going to have His Honor Mayor Wilde on the program for Friday, May 24th, so that he can tell us not only what his experience was like meeting the Dalai Lama, what did the Dalai Lama say to him, and in light of several what people could consider tragic events that the city of Westland experienced in between the time Mayor Wilde was invited to see the Dalai Lama and the visit took place, such as the death of the first firefighter in the line of duty ever in the city of Westland. Almost 50-year history of the fire department has never lost a firefighter in the line of duty. That happened. And then the day of the funeral of the firefighter, there was a gentleman that walked into City Hall and held everybody hostage because he told them he was wired with bombs and explosives and demanded to see the mayor, who was at the funeral. So City Hall was in a hostage crisis for several hours. You know, I mean, just all this went on. And this happened after the invitation from the Dalai Lama. So we're going to talk to Mayor Wilde and find out if things that the Dalai Lama said to him are going to actually help him govern the 10th largest city in the state of Michigan. So again, In Touch Interviews live on May 24th, 11 a.m. His Honor, Mayor William R. Wilde, the mayor of the city of Westland, and his experience with the Dalai Lama. It's going to be interesting at best, I would imagine. I've never met the Dalai Lama, and I've been in the spiritual industry for a long time, so I'm excited about that. But I am equally as excited about the show we've got coming up today. This is too much fun. I don't know how many of you drive by the health clubs. I was talking with my guest, and we were chatting yesterday about the show today. And I said, they have a health club right around the corner from the house. And big, bold letters on the marquee, it says, Zumba here. And I know that I had very little idea about what Zumba was about. I have a very dear friend down in the Toledo area who is a Zumba nut. She loves it, loves it, loves it, loves it, loves it. In fact, I was telling Stacey Walker, who is my guest today, that this woman, if you can't find her at the dance studio she teaches at or at the school that she is an elementary school teacher at, you will find her at the Zumba studio in Lambertville, Michigan, because that's where she's going to be. People are either hooked on it or they don't know anything about it. And once they learn about it, they're hooked on it. It is one of the easiest ways to burn calories. If you'd like to burn 600 to 1,000 calories just having fun, you want to know about Zumba. And coming in June to the Detroit area, Stacy and a fellow Zumba instructor named Mauricio are going to be coming to this area to teach a Latin Zumba master class. Woo! I don't think I could say anything more about it because I don't know any more about it. What I do know is Stacey Walker is live with me right now in the studio. Stacey, let's talk Zumba. Hey.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is, you know, it is. You can't help. You can't say the word and not be excited. You can't talk about it and not get your blood, you know, cursing through your veins. So let us in on who you are and how long you've been doing any type of aerobic classes or whatever else, and then what led you to Zumba?
Well, to start off really, I got my degree in musical theater and theater, and I've been dancing since I could walk. So, and I guess how I got into the fitness industry was funny because I needed a second job as I was auditioning out in California, and the gym that I was frequenting that had a big sign saying they were looking for fitness instructors. So I had no fitness experience whatsoever, but I knew they had dance classes there. So I decided, well, I taught dance classes before. Let me go ahead and apply. Long story short, they called me in, and my manager mentioned to me, hey, we have this great new fitness deal going on. It's really great, and everybody loves it, and it's called Zumba. And just like our listeners or everybody else who's looked, I looked at her like, what the heck is Zumba? What is that? You know? And she said, oh, it's a Latin-based dance class. And I immediately thought, oh, okay, this is going to be some load of something. This is going to be just pretty boring or just pretty or too easy or something because, you know, I came from the dance world. I've done ballet and tap, and they could never meet my level, you know, that type of stuff. Of course, my ego was pretty much pretty much to say I took the class. And, yeah, I walked out of there with wringing out my shirt from sweat. But it was so much fun, and the music was so great. And I like how the moves were easy, but they were still challenging, you know. And it seemed like everybody around me was so excited and so happy. It was, like, infectious, and so you couldn't help but to smile and just kind of just let go and just wig out and have a good time. And I think that's what got me very interested in becoming an instructor. So I went ahead and became an instructor, and I've been teaching Zumba for 6 years now. And I've been in the fitness industry for 7, so a little less than 10 years.
What I find amazing, Stacey, is that you just said you've been teaching Zumba for all these years, and my jaw just kind of went, you know, but I had my phone on mute so you couldn't hear that because I'm like, oh, I'm going to be the one. Yeah, yay, wait. And a lot of times when people hear, you know, comments coming, you know, from the other end of the microphone, they stop and they go, what did you say? And I wanted to hear that as well as I'm sure everybody else did. When they hear about things like Latin dancing, I mean, the closest I think the average Joe can equate this to is watching Dancing with the Stars because they've been on for over a decade. And if you want to see, you know, the merengue, you want to see the salsa and the tango or the Argentinian tango, you're going to watch Dancing with the Stars. Why? Because they do it there. And we watch these people and Kelly Pickler, God bless her little tight tone body, and her and Derek flipping her from all over here, there, and everywhere. That ain't me. That ain't never going to be me. That is not who I am. And if that's what Zumba's like, I'm going to sit home and eat my potato chips because that ain't happening. So
well,
you need to understand that it isn't what you see in the dancing world, but it's the energy, the enthusiasm, the beat, the rhythm, and the benefits of hauling yourself around. And it isn't even that. It's well, I'm going to let you explain that. But see, this is what I'm giving you is what I hear the average person talk about until they get into it. And then, I swear to God, it takes an expert, a teacher, an instructor, a master class person like you to give us the intricacies, the actual explanation, because everybody I see has either A, the smile on their face they can't wipe off, or B, all they say is, it's fun, I love it, I'm going back, it's fun. Mm-hmm. And you don't get any details, because all they say is, it's fun. So it's fun.
Yeah. And you're like, okay. it's exactly what you said before. It's not like Dancing with the Stars or So You Think You Can Dance. And a lot of people get really intimidated because they think they have to know how to dance. But one of the things we keep stressing out is that it is a Latin-based dance fitness class, which means you're going to dance, you're going to do your basic salsa, your basic merengue, a little reggaeton, a little hip-hop. You're going to do a little bit of everything, but it's going to be so basic. And then at the same time, you're going to throw in some ab works. You're going to throw in a little squats here and there. So it's you're still getting somewhat of a workout. And again, it's all levels, even if you can just do a two-step. I mean, all levels, all ages. If you can do a two-step, you know, side to side, that's fun. I have a lot of members who take my class, and that's the best they can do. But they come because they love the energy. They love the positive energy. They love the music. You know, you play anywhere from the old school salsa until today's hip-hop and R&B that you hear on the radio. So it's the whole idea is to just leave everything at the door and just come with a towel and a water bottle and just be ready to just have fun. And it's, you know, I mean, there's plenty of videos that you can go on Zumba.com to get an idea. I mean, you can go to YouTube and get an idea exactly what you're going to get into. But still, the fact of the matter is, you know, we always get first-timers who are very nervous and they always go straight to the back and they never want to be up front. But then, you know, it depends on the teacher, too. You know, when they break down the steps, break down the basic salsa, that's when you're going to get that repeat, you know, member to keep coming to your class. Because they understand that it's not about, oh, I have to be this four-star professional dancer. No, you don't. You absolutely know you don't.
And you may find yourself, and this is something that way back in the day when I was married, one of the things that my husband had suggested at the time, which, you know, everybody talks about you ever have any regrets in your life. This is the regret I have, that when he suggested that we take ballroom dancing classes, I didn't drag him immediately to an Arthur Murray studio or wherever, you know, and say, here, we're doing this. Because I think that that would have been a delightful experience to take dancing lessons. Now, do I like to dance? Yeah, sure. I mean, who doesn't like to shake a tail feather? Do I like to dance in front of people? No, because I have a tail feather that's a little bigger and a little looser than I really like it to be. So I'd be one of your people at the back of the class because I don't want somebody watching, you know, me as the example and getting caught up in the mesmerization of my gyration. They need to be paying attention to you up at the front of the class. So just a nice way of saying don't be staring at my butt while I move because it ain't going to be that much fun for me. However, the really wonderful thing about this, and I like the fact that you said you don't have to be a dancer, you don't have to have dance experience, is, and this is kind of going backwards out of Zumba to get us back into it, you've been in an industry of physical fitness and movement, like you said, since you could move your toes. How important is cardio in our maintenance of health, Stacey?
Oh, my gosh. It's very important, you know. And not just cardio, it's just also weight training as well, but that's a whole other story. But cardio is very important, especially for those, you know, with high blood pressure, diabetes. I mean, it just helps lower so many physical issues that a lot of people have, you know. I can count on how many hands I had, so many people that came up to me said my blood pressure is lower now because of Zumba. You know, on top of, okay, I lost weight, I lost inches, and you know, but, you know, that is pretty much the three main things I hear is, you know, my blood pressure went down, you know, my hypertension went down, my diabetes dropped, and all these other wonderful things happened because of dancing. Cardio is very important is because it's one thing, you know, when you're on the treadmill or, so say, if you're on the bike and, you know, you do your normal little walk or your little bike and you're not getting your heart rate up higher than it should be to help, you know, get that blood pumping in there. And that's one of the many benefits with Zumba is because it forces you to get out of that box, that comfort zone, and actually to the point where it gets your heart rate going until when you finish the song, let's say the little 2-minute or 3-minute song, you're kind of huffing and puffing like, "Ooh, wow." And then obviously then we'll start and we'll go a little bit slower so you're able to get your heart rate back down. Then we may do something a little bit faster and then do something slower. So it's also what you want to think about is Zumba goes into like a little bit of an interval. So one song you might do really fast and then one song you may do slow and then you may have a medium paced song as well. It's just to keep your body guessing but also, again, to get your heart working. And I always like to tell my members, think of your heart as a car, and basically, let's say if you're a car and you're going 90 miles per hour for all day, and let's think of it as your heart and your beats per minute, you know, what's going to happen to that car engine? Then, well, the engine's going to plop down. It's going to give up, you know what I'm saying? And we can equate that to a heart attack or something worse. Whereas, let's say if the car engine is just a nice, steady, slow pace, you can go a lot further and travel. Same thing with the beats per minute with the heart. If you have a 60 beats per minute in your heart, you're able to last a lot longer. You're able to, you know, perform better in a class, maybe not just Zumba, but in the class period. So you always want to incorporate cardio. And you know, I know I'm kind of trailing off the subject here. It's also for men, too. And I know a lot of guys who like to lift weights, and they don't want to do cardio because they're going to lose weight, you know, and I don't want to drop any pounds. You're not going to drop pounds, you know. You got to work on your cardio to get the heart and that blood flowing in there. The more weights you lift is not necessarily, you know, you're still packing on muscle on top of the fat or, you know, on top of the, you know, whatever's in your arteries. You know, you got to get a little cardio in there to get your heart going. So that's just a little soapbox, you know, lecture I had to throw in there for the men. So, but
well, no,
men
but I mean,
muscle-bound
guys can have heart attacks and drop dead of crazy diseases as well as anybody else. And I've seen guys
exactly.
in the gym, you know, they're doing their weightlifting, and you're thinking, wow, that person can really, you know, pull this and pull that. But the people that I saw back when I was a member of an athletic club in Trenton, Michigan, my workout partners were the guys. Why? Because I watched them. And I only worked out with the guys that I saw that did a full circuit. So
mm-hmm.
we did upper body in so many days, lower body in so many days, always did our aerobics classes on the weekends. And these guys did sometimes aerobics classes midweek. I wasn't so crazy that way. But we also did, after the aerobics class, we did our weight training, and it was fun
mm-hmm.
because I saw the balance. And these guys
yeah.
were not skinny little runts. These guys were not overblown, you know, stacked on top of each other. You know, they didn't look like the Michelin Man with all them tires, you know, of muscle.
Yeah.
They were actually sculpted and strong and seemed to be able to still, I think their muscles actually helped them build up more of a sweat in the aerobics classes than the people that didn't do the weight training or the circuit training, because they actually were activating all their systems so that everything was moving and pumping. And I just admired that so much that they kind of like took me under their wing. I was an honorary guy, I guess. You know, it was like whatever. But I got the biggest kick out of it because it helped me understand my body better. And these men love the aerobics classes. I got to tell you, we had an equal ratio where I was of men to women, and ages were just outrageous. We had people that were well into their 70s and 80s that were doing our step aerobics classes that were making the 20-year-olds and teens look like wimps. And why? Because they were actually sticking with a plan. They walk when they weren't there. Some of them were doing the classes with either ankle weights or they were holding hand weights.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making a greater impact that way. So I can see why it's important for all of us to keep moving. You know, if you don't use it, you will lose it. I can't even stress that enough. I'm sure Stacy, you know, is like da 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 da, standing up on the bench, telling everybody. So go to her website if you wouldn't mind, Stacy. That's Stacy Walker.
Cy, yes.
And isn't that just kind of like, you know, cool? Stacy Walker. .zumba.com and check out what she's talking about. Find out how to contact her, find out more about, you know, where she is, because she's not only based in Florida, she's also going to be doing some traveling, and she and Mauricio are going to be coming to the Detroit metropolitan area in June 6th through the 9th, to teach a Latin Zumba masterclass. What the heck is the difference? So what I'd like you to do is take us through a typical, what we're going to, you know, like we walk into a regular Zumba class, what, you know,
right.
kind of what happens, and then change that into a master class so we understand the difference.
Okay. The difference between a regular Zumba class, which is the same class you'll take at your fitness facility or, you know, wherever, the difference, now, the only thing they call it a master class, you know, I think a lot of people think like, oh, I have to be a master dancer. No, you don't. It's actually a term that is used in the dance world. which means basically the person who's teaching the class is a master of that craft, which, you know, again, we're all instructors. None of us are really masters, you know, but the term just got used pretty heavily down here in Miami. So I'm not sure if it's being used at any other, you know, cities. But your typical Zumba class, you come in, you you know, you do your warm-up. There's going to be a warm-up anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. Same thing at a Zumba masterclass, 3 to 5 minutes, maybe perhaps a little bit longer, depending on the majority of the class. If we have majority more newer people who have never taken a class, we take them through a little bit longer warm-up so they maybe preview a few of the steps so they kind of get an idea of what's going to happen. After that, let's say your typical Zumba class, you know, you do your dances and, you know, you do your class, and then after that you do a cool down. The difference with the master class is usually a normal Zumba class is an hour or 50 minutes to an hour. A master class is anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours. So it's a lot longer. You're getting, and this is something that you're actually going to pay a little bit more for. You're going to pay a little bit more money for this one. And also, you may have more than one instructor's teaching. For example, myself and Mauricio. So that means you're going to get two instructors. You're going to pay anywhere from $12 to $20, depending on what master class is coming on. The space that you're going to be in is probably going to be a much bigger space than your typical regular Zumba class at your gym facility. Also, a Zumba master class can be also resolved around a theme. It can be a Valentine's Day masterclass or a Christmas Day masterclass, you know, when everybody's dressed up in Christmas gear or, you know, Valentine's Day gear. Or it can be also what we call a Zumbathon or a charity Zumba event, where it's basically you're doing the same typical Zumba class, but all the money and the proceeds go to whatever charity event that would be. So I know down here in Miami, I'm going to be involved in about three charity Zumba events, helping the families out in Oklahoma with the tornadoes. So everything that we donate our time and every money that every cent that is made, we're going to donate it right over to the Red Cross. So therefore, we kind of help them out. But that's typically what a master class is going to happen. So you're going to have a warm up, you're going to have your dancing, and with some master classes, you will have a break, anywhere from like a 10 to 15 minute break in between there, so you kind of rest. And then finish up the last, whatever, few minutes. We get a nice 3 to 5 minute cool down, and that's it. We always stress that bring towels, bring water. You want to dress in your normal fitness clothing, you know, shirts, T-shirts, and pants, you know, a sports bra. But one of the things I want to stress to everybody, shoes are very important when you come to Zumba. Let me explain it again. Shoes, you have to have the correct shoes. A lot of people come to my class wearing running shoes, like track, not track, but running shoes. And what happens is when you're doing Zumba, you're doing a lot of twists and turns with your ankles and with your knees. Your running shoes are not made for you to do twists and turns. So what's going to happen is either after, immediately right after class or during the class, your knees and your ankles may be really sore or they may hurt. So that is because of the shoes that you are wearing. Now, if that's the only pair of shoes that you have, fine. You know, we'll just, I mean, of course, in my masterclass, we will demonstrate how you can pick your feet up a little bit more so that you won't put so much stress on your knees and ankles. The best type of shoes to wear in Zumba are actually, believe it or not, basketball shoes. Nike basketball shoes. Yeah, because if you think about it, when you're playing basketball, if you look at the players, they do those quick turns. With their,
yes, they do.
With
they pivot. They, exactly. I never
they do a
that.
Lot of pivot. So basketball shoes are wonderful shoes to wear, and it's also great ankle support too. They're great shoes to wear. Also, Nike has their own line of dance shoes, so you
of
can go to Nike and get those as well. Yeah, I know, right? Those Nike. And to top it all off, Zumba. We have our own shoes as well. So, again, awesome. You can go to Zumba.com to get your purchase your own high-top Zumba shoes or your low-top shoes. They have everything in there, shirts, pants, sports bra. They even got underwear in there, socks, all that type, and bracelets and jewelry, all to fill your Zumba needs. And but it's very important you have the correct shoes because, you know, you don't want to get injured. other than that, be prepared. You're going to run into your neighbor. You're going to slap somebody upside the head. You know, that's going to happen. You know, we're going to go right and you're going to go left. You know, that's going to happen in class, you know. So, but just to have, just come in there and just have a good time. And that's pretty much what a typical Zumba masterclass will be like.
Oh, my God. That just sounds like so much fun. We're talking to Stacy Walker, who's going to be in town in the Detroit metropolitan area with her partner, I'm going to say partner, her teaching partner anyway, Mauricio.
Yeah,
they're coming up from Miami. Yeah, there you go. Coming up from Miami, Florida, to really, you know, Zumba the Doomba out of all of us. We're going to just get out there and dance like we really, really mean it. And one of the things, a couple things I'm really grateful that you stressed, first of all, was the shoes. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many people I've heard talking just in the stores, you know, friends of mine in conversation, how they started this fitness practice and they quit because of injury. They started this fitness practice and they quit because of injury. And 9 times out of 10, it was their ankles, their knees, their backs. Those are the, you know, because they're either walking, running, jogging, aerobics, the whole nine yards. And depending on the surface and what your body's required to do, you do need to prepare. You do need to understand what the requirements are, because if you're dressed properly, including your feet, and you're instructed properly, the incident of accident shrinks immensely, which should bring you back again and again and again and again. It is the fact that we're not either given the proper instruction or we're not following the proper instruction that causes the injury, not the action itself. And I think that was huge for you to bring out, Stacy, and thank you, because there's just too many people that give up so quickly. And if you don't think you look good in high top court shoes or whatever else, too bad. You know, if you really want to do the Zumba, who cares if you're a fashion plate at that point? And if you need fashion plate, then go get you some Dennis Rodman shoes, or go get you some whatever shoes, or bling them out, put some Swarovski on them. Who cares? You know, do what you got to do. Put a big glittery Z on them and change that, you know, Nike.
Well, yeah.
And Nike's
Zumba,
enough
Zumba
of a check
mark
anyway.
Zumba has their low-top shoes as well. So, you know, you can pick and choose.
But you ain't going there to be part of the fashion parade is what I'm saying. You're going there because you want to be able, when you do step out in your high fashion gear, when you are walking that red carpet, when you are standing there at your favorite restaurant waiting for your table, everybody goes, I want to look like she or he looks like, and what do they do to get that way? And then you're like, well, smell my stinky court shoes because I'm out there Zumbaing myself. But you said, you know, we alluded, you know, just kind of touched on it here and there, Latin music and the word Miami, and those of us who even back in the day, and I'm sure you are way too young to remember this TV show Miami Vice, but it was so provocative to listen to the sights and the sounds of Miami and the Latin, da-da-da-da, whatever else. But Miami has, you know, other than Crockett and Tubbs, our favorite private investigators from that show, Miami holds a nice distinction here. In the field, you're giving us information about why is Miami so important to what you're doing?
Because that's when Zumba was founded. Actually, the creator. Then one of the things why we you know, say that we're Miami-based Zumba instructors is because that's when Zumba was founded, and the creator, Beto Perez, we basically have direct access to him. Like, he teaches his class every Wednesday when he's in town, so to speak. We come take his class. So we learn from the master, you know, like, and it's just, you know, we have conferences in Orlando, and to me it's just really funny because it's like, you know, Beto and I, the creator, we're like on a first name basis, and, you know, hey Stacy, hey Beto, and it's so weird because other instructors from other cities or, you know, states would just look at me like, you know him? And I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, but it's but that's what was founded, how Zumba got started. Beto Perez is from Colombia. He was also a fitness instructor, and he was going to teach his class, forgot his music. I guess the typical, let's say he was teaching step aerobics or something, I don't know. Forgot the music, and what happened is all he had was his salsa music. So, you know, as a group X instructor, you're going to have to think on your feet sometimes. So he threw in his salsa music, and long story short, that's where Zumba was birthed. So, you know, he taught the Latin.
Yeah.
So, and brought it over to the States, got patent and all that, and, you know, and actually Zumba has been, a company for over 10 years now, and I've been an instructor for 6. So,
I love
it.
That's,
you know,
hysterical.
Yeah.
He forgot his music, and Zumba was born. And you know what's really kind of funny? We can sit there and talk about our life purpose. We can talk about our whatever, whatever, whatever. 9 times out of 10, and this is just, you know, a whatever kind of comment, but I really believe, Stacey, with all my heart and soul, that if you're just doing what you really enjoy doing and you're not so convinced that, you know, it's got to take you here and it's got to take you there and it's got to take you here and there, but you're doing it because of, you know, you're so connected. And obviously he had his heart and soul in the right place, and humanity and energy and health and, you know, everything focused. And then, boom, this crazy thing that could have thrown him off, it could have cheesed him off, it could have sent him back, you know, oh, man, well, forget it, we're canceled the class today and whatever else.
Right.
And look what happened. I mean, it's just like,
mm-hmm.
Who would have, you know, that wasn't part of the plan. I'm going to invent this really cool, you know, fitness craze called Zumba. It's like, heck, that was not on his list of things to do when he woke up that morning. I can pretty much bet you it was never on his bucket list.
Yeah.
And
look
what the guy's got
crazy,
going
yeah.
here.
And great. Look where he's at now. So it's amazing. And he's very humble, you know. And still, like I said, he still teaches. So that says a lot, you know, about him. Like every time he still teaches his class. And, you know, it's packed, of course, you know. But still, I learned so much just the way he holds everybody's attention. You know, the music he plays, the moves he's done, you know, it's just – it's awesome, you know. It's very intimate as well, you know. So, that's the reason why, you know, I guess Miami will be, you know, one of the top places as far as a Zumba instructor you will want to go, because you just have that access to him, you know, and other top instructors as well, you know. So it's really cool.
I like that. And age wise, do they break Zumba classes up into ages? Like, do they do Zumba for kids? Is it strictly right now pretty much an adult thing? I mean, what's going on in that regard?
Oh, well, are you ready for the long laundry list of different types of Zumba classes? I hope you guys are ready.
Yeah, we
got
time.
So what we do, we have your normal Zumba class, okay, that's pretty much open to every age. You can bring children in there. I think the youngest you can go, I want to say, is probably 12. However, we do have Zumba toning, which is Zumba with two and a half to 3 pound weights. So you do your basic Zumba moves. It's going to be a little bit slower because obviously you got weights in your hands, and you're just basically getting some toning out for the upper body and squats. So it'll be a little bit more fitness-ish, if that makes any sense. Then you have Zumba Gold, which would be more for the senior citizen crowd. But I don't want to say Zumba Gold is just for the senior citizens. It's also also for those who just started doing Zumba and they want a basic idea of the basic steps, something that's a lot slower than a normal Zumba class. Then that's what Zumba, or those who are just getting out of an injury or really deconditioned, Zumba Gold will be good for those people as well. Then you have what's called Zumba Tonic, which I believe they're going to change the name of it. But you have Zumba Tonic. Those are for the kids. Ages, I want to say ages 6 to 13. And then also within the next few months, I don't know the exact date, you're going to have Zumba for little toddlers, like from up to 3 years old. I don't know how that's going to work, but you have Zumba for toddlers. We have Zumba.
Attention span, about 4 seconds. Okay.
Well, I'm assuming the class is going to be probably about 30 minutes long or something like that. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a full, you know, hour class. But you have Zumba in the Aqua Zumba, so you got your Zumba in the water as well. So you have your regular Zumba, Zumba Gold, Zumba Tony, Aqua Zumba, Zumba Tonic, I forgot another one, Zumba Sentao, which is Zumba in the chair. So, don't think of it. Some people think like, wait, Zumba in the chair, that sounds kind of like striptease or something. It's not in that. It's similar. It's very athletic. So let's say you'll be doing push-ups, more squats with the chair. So your partner will be a chair. So it's that one. It's actually that one, if you like a little bit like good music and a little bit of dancing, but more fitness, level stuff, then Zumba Tonic will be, I mean, Zumba Tonic, I'm sorry, Zumba Centel will be more, you know, more at the athletic speed. And then lastly, you have Zumba Gold Toning, which is Zumba Gold and Toning put together. Again, a slower Zumba pace with the toning sticks, probably something a little bit lighter. So that's all the different types of Zumba classes that are offered with the Zumba program. And, of course, every instructor has to get certified to teach that.
Okay. Okay. And that, and that's the other thing I was going to ask you. When you talk about, you know, fitness instruction and things of that nature, and I know we were talking on the phone last night about what was going on 30 years ago in the fitness industry when, you know, it was every morning and every night I had to race to the athletic club. My husband would say, we've got all this equipment in our basement. Why aren't you just working out here? And I'm like, yeah, but it's not like what I'm going through there. Because I really loved I had a trainer. I loved the group mm-hmm. setting. He didn't. I used different equipment than he liked. You know, he was all Stairmaster. I was all treadmill. You know, I was all he was all, not Stairmaster, he was the, what is that thing, it's the Nordic Track, and I was the Stairmaster.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So as long as, you know, he was stationary bike, I was treadmill. So, I mean, it was just very, very, very different environments. However, one of the big things was, and I know that to this day, because I know that even though I don't live anywhere near this place any longer, they still have the same rigorous standards, and that is, make sure the people that you are learning from are certified by,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to tell you what, this is the saddest thing I ever heard, Stacey. And we're talking to Stacey Walker right now, and stacywalker.zumba.com is where you're going to go to find out more information about what she does and where she's going to be and how you can get a class from her. And she's coming to Detroit June 6th through the 9th. But, Stacey, you can go online, and I'm not exaggerating. You can take a 50-question test, and you can become a certified personal trainer. And I
yep.
just absolutely want to slap the people that hire these people to train them, because you may have a background in exercise physiology, and you may have a background in nutrition. You may be a dancer and very, very good, and the only way you could get that certification was to go online and get it. The chances of that happening, the chances of you winning the Powerball are better than the chances of what I just described. So what should somebody look for when you say certified Zumba instructor so that they know it's not just somebody who took a class for 3 or 4 days and thought, I've got money, I'm going to open a studio?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, one of the things about Zumba, because I'm going to kind of, I mean, I see what you're saying. As far as personal training goes, I completely understand and I agree. However, with Zumba, it's pretty much the same deal, but unfortunately it's not something you can sit at home and learn. You do go on Zumba.com, and you can become an instructor. You have to find the next person who is instructors, I should say, or Zumba educational specialist that will train you. And again, if you want my personal opinion, honestly, I believe that you should have some, if you're going to become an instructor, you should have some type of dancing experience, I think, you know. And not only that, you also have to have some type of personality, because you're going to have a class. I have a class anywhere from 80 to 100 people when I teach a class, which means you really have to engage with almost every single person in there, especially you. I go all the way to the back, make sure that my new people are welcome just as well as my front row divas, you know what I'm saying? And so it's very important that you have to engage. You know, if you want to become an instructor, just to become an instructor, you know, and I understand some people do it because, you know, for financial reasons, it's all good. You know, it's a six-hour course. You go to wherever they're holding it at. They teach you the basics of salsa merengue, pretty much what you would do in a normal class, but they teach you how you can teach other people, if that makes any sense. And after you get, then you get your license, and then you pretty much you go and apply for, you know, those who are looking to become instructor. My honest opinion is to apply for a franchise gym, go to your LA Fitness, your Gold's Gym, because it's easier for you. You know, the pay is not going to probably be that great, but it's a good way to get your feet wet. You're going to kind of find who you are and what your niche is as far as the Zumba goes. And, you know, it's an easier way to get people to come into the class. Whereas if you go straight right into opening your own studio and you don't have a following, it's going to be a lot harder. It's going to be so much harder.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a lot easier to just start at a franchise gym, get your following together, start doing, you know, like I said, your master classes outside the gym. Try to see if these people who come to the gym, will they even follow you outside the gym and pay money to see you? Then that's when you know you got your following. You know, your class starts to grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
See, they don't even pay money to see you. I love it. But it's true.
Yeah, I mean, if people are willing to pay money outside the gym to come see you, or if your class increasingly gets larger to the point where you got people fighting over space, and well, that's also going to happen too, that's very typical in the Zumba class, then you are the stuff. Then basically that should tell you, okay, I need to start thinking about maybe doing some more master classes or maybe start opening up my studio or something of that nature. But it is something that you can go on Zumba.com. It is instructor training, which I believe is under, and you find where the nearest city where they're training, and you just sign up. And I forget how much it costs, but, you know, they have the early bird, the regular registration, and the late registration as well. And just be prepared. There's no testing, I don't think. I mean, it's been 6 years or so. I haven't gotten certified. The last certification I got was a Zumba Centaur, and I haven't gotten certified in anything else, so I don't think there's any testing involved unless they changed it. I doubt it. But my suggestion, again, if you have dance experience, it just makes it so much easier. It's so much easier.
I was just going to say,
for you.
I think so, too, and on many, many levels. You know, first of all, I think people who have tremendous amount or any amount of positive, healthy dancing experience have that presentation personality. Not so much that you're going to put everybody
mm-hmm.
off, but that you know what it's like to be standing there and someone says, shuffle, hop, step, flat, ball, change, and you're looking at them going, what the hell did you just say? You know,
right.
It's like that doesn't even register in my brain. So you realize that when you're telling somebody this move, this move, this move, you can transport yourself back to that first day you stood in a dance class and you didn't get it. So that humility that you know, were explaining that, you know, the man who created Zumba still has, he remembers. He has to remember what that was like when that dawn of realization came on and that period prior to that of that cloudy confusion was there, as well as you know how to make your movement work because you understand if you are a dancer how the body works. And that's where I think a lot
exactly.
of people misunderstand. If you don't know the range of motion of, let's just say, the rotator cuff, then and you tell somebody to do something, you know, you might be extra flexible, you might be double jointed, and you can do crazy stuff that snakes can't do, but the average person's body is not going to move that way. You've got to understand physiology in order,
right.
and dance teaches you that. So I get that, I get that, I get that. You know, Stacey, we had discussed whether or not we were going to take live calls today, and I actually do believe, just something psychically tells me to trust my gut and go here. It's Detroit on the line, area code 313, and the last four digits are 5264. Welcome to In Touch Interviews today with Stacey Walker. Who are we speaking with, and what can we do for you?
I'm hoping you're speaking to me.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh, I know who that is.
Okay, someone just said I should take this call. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, you should. Diane Williams.
Hi, Diane.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Stacey.
I think I know who you are, too, but that's okay.
Yes, you know. But I wanted to ask Stacey to also talk about the fact she was born and raised in Detroit.
Yes.
A little bit more about her background in terms of that. So thank you. I'll hang up so I can listen. Thank you.
Oh, you don't
much.
Need to hang up. We'll just put you back on
hold.
Oh,
just keep
listening
on the phone. Okay.
You got it. Okay. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about that little prompt from somebody who knows you all too well.
Who knows me very well. Just for those who are listening, that's my mom.
Yay, mom.
I was born and raised. Yeah, that was mom. I was born and raised in Detroit. So, and the young lady on the phone, basically, since I was in kindergarten, threw me in my first ballet class. And just, you know, I think probably before that, I don't know, my mom could tell you that, you know, I was probably dancing in her womb, you know, just never stood still. She told me I broke the camera. And one time when they put the little ultrasound camera on me and I broke it because I was moving around so much. So that kind of, I guess that was an indication that, yeah, she's going to have her hands full with me. So born and raised in Detroit. Yeah, like I said, been dancing since kindergarten. And I went to Howard University in Washington, D.C., got my degree in theater, then moved out to Los Angeles, pursued acting, and did my few dance classes as well. Also, that's where I got certified in Zumba and founded my fitness career and fused fitness and dance together. Then moved, well, I guess I got married, well, got engaged and got married and moved down to Miami. And now I'm down in Miami and just pursuing the whole Zumba career instructor. And then Mauricio actually mentioned to me, he says, hey, I'm going to Detroit to do some math classes. And I said, what? I have to come with you. I would love to go back home and just teach, you know, master class, because I always have my friends and family saying, oh, even when I come home for Christmas, you know, it's like, you know, like do a little trick, Stacey, do some Zumba for us right now. What? You know, it's like, sure, let me get up and do a Zumba class right now in the middle of the dance, you know, after we finish eating our turkey and stuffing. Let's burn calories. That's exactly what you guys want to do. Okay. So it was just a great opportunity. You know, Mauricio presented the opportunity to say, you know, he was, I'd love for you to come with me. So again, we're going to be in from June 6th to the 9th. We're teaching classes all the way from Royal Oak into the city of Detroit. And then we leave out of here on Sunday the 9th. So, and on the website, we have all the studios where we'll be teaching. If you can't find it on my website, again, you can contact me and I can send you all the information, how much, what studio, what day, how long we're going to be there.
Cool. So, and yes, I know that you're going to be at Detroit Unity Temple. Unity Temple of Detroit, I guess, is the more proper way to say it. And that is, you know, the Unity Church family, they're just everywhere. And that's a wonderful thing because they're such a progressive thinking way of keeping us body, mind, and spirit together. I mean, you know, they'll pray for you, they'll entertain you with music and great speakers, and they're going to be hosting this, you know, master class with you and Mauricio in June, which I think is just going to be fantastic. So it's a great way for people to, number one, get an idea of what Zumba is and how wonderful it can be, and then look for a master class in the, or master teachers or Zumba class in their own area, because, hey, they're going to be flying to Miami. They want you and Mauricio on a regular basis. So it's either the ticket to Miami or check Detroit out. And believe me, I was born and raised in Detroit myself, so there's a lot here that is absolutely fantastic. You'll find something in your area, even if it's in the outlying suburbs. Don't worry about it. But it's also another great way to connect with Unity, because a lot of people, you know, have strayed away from being connected in community under the guise of or the heading of spirituality. And that's one of the things that I think is going to be really cool, because it's not about, yeah, we're going to be connected to Unity Church for all this. It's like, wow, Unity Church is allowing us to come in and connect with everybody else. And that's kind of what Unity does. They sort of open their doors to the things that they know are healthy and good and keeping us whole and grounded and centered. And what could be more whole and grounded and centered than keeping your body healthy? I mean, it is our temple, as it were. And if we're not keeping that body healthy, where are you going to live? As long as you're on this earth, you've got to have a body to inhabit. You might as well have a healthy one, which is kind of way cool.
Yeah.
Thanks to your mom for calling. And, you know, it's funny. I saw that number light up, and I thought, I'll just bet you that is somebody that knows Stacey from her youth, I would say, you know, childhood, but that's, and here she is. She not only knows you from your youth, but she knew you when you were just an idea and a thought of, hey, I think I might be pregnant. So that's really kind of cool. So just out of curiosity, and I get this whole thing about when you go back. I know, and I had a stint for a brief period of time. I say brief because I left it. I'm still not doing it professionally. But as an entertainer, and I'd walk into some place, somebody go, hey, sing for us. And I'd just stare at them and think, you're joking, right? You're kidding. Just stop right now and sing. You know, if I'd sing Happy Birthday, and they'd look at me like I was, oh, no, sing one of the songs you sing in the club. And I'm like, I ain't in the club right now. Stop it. You know, but so I get it. But when you think about this, I really believe it is such a great compliment to you that people – because our families can be our hardest critics. They can be our greatest supporters, but they have any problem telling us, you know, showing us our stuff that needs to be shown to us in no uncertain terms. You know, the aunt over here and the cousins over there and the siblings that, you know, poked at us all through our growing up time, they have no problem, you know, calling us what they think we are. And sometimes it's got a ring of truth to it. So what a great compliment it must be to have your nearest and dearest respect your life path so much, Stacy, that they would say, hey, can you take us through that? Can you show us? You know, you're here. And you're thinking, hey, look, I left that behind. I'm here just to enjoy family. And
like,
you
I'm
know.
Here on vacation.
Exactly. And you want me to work. But really, it's telling us that fitness isn't just a job. Fitness is a responsibility, and fitness is something that we have to practice every single day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when you were learning to dance.
Yeah.
Oh, go for it. No, go ahead. With your couple of things.
No,
my comment was just...
I wanted to... Yeah, because there was something you mentioned also about that I wanted to let our listeners know. you know, of course, that Mauricio and I are from Miami. If you find out, like, let's say after the Zumba class, you know, you've taken the class and it sounds like something that you would really like to take. It's fun. Those of you, you can always go to Zumba.com. Not only can you find... get more information about becoming an instructor, you can also find other instructors in your area as well. So, you know, I don't want people to feel like, oh, we just kind of left them in the dark and they don't know where to go now to find the next Zumba class. There are Zumba instructors in the Detroit area. I have checked. And you can contact those Zumba instructors as well and say, hey, where do you teach? You know, I know definitely at the YMCA's, I don't know if you guys have Gold's Gym or LA Fitness. You know, if you're not a member there, there are other studios as well that offer Zumba. So, you know, basically if you find like this is something that you really like, then don't let it just, you know, fester. Go online and look it up. You know, try to find that instructor, you know, to, you know, keep it going. You know, definitely it's a great workout and it's fun. You know, yes, you're going to sweat. And, you know, yes, you probably might end up messing your hair up, you know, or you may not be able to survive the whole hour and a half. It's okay. Do the best you can. Try, if you know, the only you can do is 30 minutes and then you're out of breath and you feel like your heart's going to come out of your chest, then fine, totally. Just, you can sit out and just listen to the music, clap your hands, you know, and join in whenever you can, or you can just straight two-step it. You know, the thing is, we want you to keep moving and just get the feel of the class and how it works. If you are too shy, let's say, to go take a class, Zumba also has Zumba on DVDs. So we have DVD sets too. So you can do the Zumba at home. Again, Zumba.com. So you get your DVDs. You can sign up to be an instructor. You can sign up to find an instructor. And then also you can get all your footwear, your clothing wear. So everything's all on Zumba.com. And, again, if you want to contact me for any questions whatsoever, if you are a studio owner and you wish to fly, well, you know, to come have Mauricio and I come out to teach a class there, again, you can contact me as Stacy, and it's S-T-A-C-Y, no E, Stacy Walker. I got my old maiden name in there. Stacy Walker, Zumba.com. So,
cool.
Again, make sure that, you know, I just wanted to plug that in, you know, very important information, because you did talk about, oh, we're going to go back to Miami, and, you know, and I said, well, yeah, no, they can, you know, there's other Zumba studios in there. I checked. I made sure I checked.
And that's why I set it up that way, because I did want, you know, in other words, I really feel that one of my roles here on the other end of this interview is to make the comments, ask the questions that the average person listening is thinking right at this moment, like, oh, sure, they're going to come in and then they're going to leave and we're going to go, duh. And it's, no, they're not leaving you hanging. They're not leaving you, you know, wondering. And seriously, I mean, I live in Westland, Michigan, right? And at the corner of Ford and Wildwood, which is right around the corner from my house because I live, you know, just not that far from there, there is the Forum Health Club. Been there. I can't tell you how many decades that thing's been there. And when the word Zumba appeared on the marquee, we all went, whoa, Zumba, found Westland. God, it is the apocalypse. This is crazy. Because prior to that, it was racquetball, and that was about, yeah, I know, but that was about it. Well, now I guess the thought process here is not only will you see it all over the place because there's got to be a demand. I mean, let's face it, unless you are doing Zumba in the parking lot, you cannot accommodate 400 people in a class. Ain't going to happen unless you're doing it like at the LA Forum or at, you know, Joe Louis or someplace where it's big and you can get people out there. And why would you want to? I like the idea of the intimacy. I don't know about you, but when I did aerobics, if there was 25, 30 people in the room, just the body temperature alone was enough to make you puke because it was just so hot. So you really want a smaller intimate class, which means there's got to be a lot of instructors, which means going to Zumba.com is going to help you find that. And I would like to just suggest to people, if you get into a Zumba class or any type of fitness class of any sort, you know, just aerobics or whatever else you're doing, and you are not connecting with that instructor, you are not bonding with the people around you, and you've given it a couple, two or three tries, maybe you've got a few free passes, or you signed up for a one-month membership, leave, go somewhere else, but don't give up what you're doing. You know, you're going to find other places and other things. So, again, Zumba.com will help you. I mean, you know, don't give up on the situation because of a personality clash you may find with, or I'm thinking there might be all women classes, all guy classes, you know, all whatever classes. You might even find Zumba where they, where it's, you know, just all kind of like slightly chunky people or Zumba for what I would like to see, and I don't understand, you know, what the deal is, but Zumba for people with special needs. Because you've got now people with,
they're,
you know,
working
prosthetics
on that right now.
And I was going to say,
people
with prosthetics and things of that nature.
They're actually working on it,
awesome. Oh, that is so cool because,
that is,
you know,
works.
People with special needs want to be healthy too, but, you know, there are things to take into consideration when you are blessed with these other, you know, ways of moving that maybe the average duck is not blessed with. So it's, I call it blessings and not, you know, disabilities. It's just sort of a thing. But Stacy, I'm so excited you're going to come back home, back to Detroit.
Yeah.
If all of Stacy's friends and family want to see her, you're going to go to StacyWalker.com, .Zumba.com, Stacy Walker, no E on the Stacy, .Zumba.com to find out the when and the where, the specifics of the master classes, the Miami-style master classes. And is that going to be anything different than a regular master class? Is Miami style?
A lot of people say that where the Miami instructors are a lot more intense.
Okay.
And, but again, I don't want that to kind of turn people. But you know, intense, whereas you actually we actually do a lot more salsa, a lot more merengue, you know. So it's, you know, we're very, you know, I'm not Spanish, you know, I'm African American, but, you know, I can, you know, pretend like I am, you know, because I think I pulled it.
You can say yo quiero Zumba just like anybody else, right?
Yeah, yo quiero Zumba, yeah, you know. So muy bien, that's pretty much
muy,
it.
Muy bien,
But, yeah, it's,
you can say burrito just like anyone else.
Exactly. No, it's funny that, you know, it's just, you know, I get a lot of, you know, Latin men and women that think that I am Spanish, and I'm like, no, this is some African-American. What? Yeah, but, so, yeah, Miami style will be, you know, a lot more, you know, more, just more Latin-based. You're going to get more Latin and not as much pop music that you would hear on the radio, if that makes any sense. So, you're definitely going to be really infused into that Latin culture with the Miami instructing. So that's, you know, that's what makes us a little different than other instructors in other states, cities.
Okay. And I know, again, my little psychic intuition is saying to do this. Area code 248 and the last four digits of your number are 1962. You've called into the show. What would you like to say to Stacy, or do you have a comment about Zumba itself? Hi, are you with us?
Hi, yeah, I was just wondering where the classes were going to, where she was going to have the classes.
Oh, sure. Well, the one class we definitely want to promote is, we just spoke about earlier, at Detroit Unity. Everything is on the website, but it's at the Detroit Unity Temple, which is in, obviously in Detroit. It will be Saturday, June 8th at 10:30. The cost is $12, and you can pay at the door. And, just And it's only cash only.
Okay.
And let me, yeah, so I'm trying to see if I can find the address really quickly. Give me 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 2 seconds.
If I wasn't mistaken,
okay,
it was on
three
Second.
More seconds.
It was on Second Boulevard.
It's on Second Boulevard. It's 17505 Second Avenue, actually.
Okay.
One block west of Woodward, two blocks north of Mint Nichols, Detroit, and it's the zip code is 48203, and the cost is $12. And we open the doors at 10:30, and the class starts at 11.
And I will give that phone number. I wish for people to have for the Detroit Unity Temple. It is area code 313-345-4848, 313-345-4848. And if you have any questions about how to find the temple, maybe you heard us mention it, but you weren't sure exactly the time again and you wanted just more specific details, then you can always call the Detroit Unity Temple about that specific class that's going to be held on June 8th so that you can get there and make sure that you're part of all the fun. And I thank the caller for calling in and bringing that to our attention, because I realized you and I talked about this last night, but we never gave the address and whatever else.
Yeah, we sure did.
I'm really glad. See, my little psychic
senses,
take that phone call. It's just kind of one of those things you have to do. So, Stacey, I'm telling you, it must be just a load of fun to be a Zumba instructor, to watch the faces of people as you see that they get it, that you see these happier, healthy people come back week after week after week and enjoy themselves. So I'm looking forward to hearing all the wonderful things, the cries of joy that are rising from the Detroit metropolitan area when you and Mauricio are here to give us a Miami-style master Zumba class June 6th through June 9th. What fun this is going to be. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. And everybody that wants to hear it again can go back into archive and listen to it. And make sure you get in touch with Stacey at stacywalker.zumba.com, or just go to zumba.com, because I'm sure there's going to be other information you're going to need, like where to get your shoes, where to get your clothes, where to get your jewelry, where to find your instructor, where to get your DVDs so you can do it at home when you're on vacation, because Zumba is really, really turning out to be more fun than I think people have had in the fitness arena in a long time.
There it is. It is, yeah. It's a great
Absolutely.
Product.
Absolutely. All right, Miss Stacey, take care. We look forward to having you back
All
home
right.
soon, and have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks so much, Detroit. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right. It is all about In Touch with Zumba Fitness today. We're going to have the fabulous Miami-style Master Zumba Fitness class coming to the Detroit area. And if you want more information on that, go to Stacey Walker. That's Stacey with no E there. StaceyWalker.Zumba.com. Find out all the details of what's going on. And remember that we brought it to you here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio.